Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, has pledged to find the killer of Charlie Kirk and pursue the death penalty. The death of the conservative commentator has shocked America across the political divide, raising questions for the future of discourse and debate in the United States. I'm joined by Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the US. And Dan, you were in Washington beginning your ambassadorship just around the time Donald Trump was inaugurated or shortly after. How can you trace the evolution of what's happening in America since then?
Well, I think I arrived about 7 months after Donald Trump's inauguration, and there was still a kind of a sense of shock that this kind of aberration had occurred. And there was a lot of resistance. If you remember, there were big demonstrations even the day after his inauguration. There was a sort of a fairly toxic atmosphere around the place. But I think it was nowhere near where we are today. I mean, in those days, Donald Trump was still surrounded by people who were, I suppose, could have been in the Bush administration or the Reagan administration. In other words, they were kind of conservative Republicans, but fairly much from central casting, nonetheless, you know, former generals and so forth. And now, of course, in the second Trump administration, it's a very different atmosphere. There's none of those people around anymore. And the influence of people, you know, from the blogosphere, from the sort of conservative blogosphere, has certainly increased dramatically. I mean, I wasn't really conscious. I mean, he was around, of course, but I really wasn't that conscious of Charlie Kirk because, you know, you didn't need to be following what he was doing. Whereas now, I think in the current climate, I think ambassadors and diplomats in Washington would definitely be following people like that because they are genuinely influential now.
And there is a sense that with the second Trump administration earlier this year arriving in the White House that they hit the ground running. But you remind me of something because I was living in D.C. around that time of the first inauguration of Donald Trump. And there were a lot of protests, people taking to the streets, which is something we don't seem to see as much of at all right now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
No, because I think that the second time, a lot of the people I know in America have sort of almost checked out from public life. They've sort of, they're kind of keeping their heads down. They're kind of hoping this thing will go away in due course and that things will go back to some form of normality. So yes, there has been far less resistance. Now, people tell me that there's a kind of resistance kind of bubbling under, but, you know, given the way in which the National Guard's been deployed in LA and in Washington and with threats that it may be deployed in other places, you know, people would have, I suppose, you know, second thoughts about doing too much in the public arena for fear of attracting, you know, kind of negative attention from the administration and facing consequences as a result. So, yeah, the administration has managed to, you know, to lean on all sorts of institutions that in the past would have been vigorously independent and robust in their approach to things. That's no longer the case to the same degree. Universities have sort of, you know, bowed the knee, law firms and so forth. So even powerful institutions have basically come on board. I think mainly because, you know, the second Trump election victory after 4 years in the wilderness, after 4 years out of office, you know, was a sign that this wasn't an aberration, that this was really where, you know, where America stands at the moment.
Do you ever think, and it's hard to predict, of course, that things will ever go back to where they were or in any way be rolled back? Has society, has legislation irrevocably changed that even if a Democrat president on their campaign would not be able to commit to rolling everything back? Have things changed?
Well, look, Look, I'm still a cautious optimist, because if you look at the long haul of history, things, you know, the pendulum does swing back and forth, you know, the wheel does turn. So I'm still of the view that at some point some other kind of view of the world will emerge. And I'd be looking to, you know, the next 6 months or so, because I do think you will see an evolution of thinking on the Democrat side of the aisle. And I think it's going to be a new kind of dispensation offering a different version of the Democratic Party to the electorate. And remember, every time a candidate loses, a party loses the White House, there's this kind of feeling, oh, you know, the world has come to an end. I mean, when Barack Obama won in 2008, everyone thought this was a whole new world and that the Democrats had built a coalition that would be there forever. And, you know, within 8 years, Donald Trump was elected. So I do think that things can swing back and forth. They won't always swing in a kind of a one direction. I think there will be some kind of move back to the center at some point. When that will be, of course, is difficult to say. And what may happen between now and then is another question too.
A final question, if I may. There's an assumption, I think, in Ireland that most Irish people in America or Irish Americans vote Democrat. And my experience has been that that is not the case. There are plenty of Irish Americans and Irish people in America who vote Republican. How does a small country like Ireland, operating as diplomats in the United States, punch above its weight, but also try to harness, for want of a better word, or coalesce those differing viewpoints among the Irish community?
Well, if you look at the Catholic vote in America, definitely went to Donald Trump last time around. So you'd have to assume that that means that the Irish American vote also went to Trump. And I certainly met a lot of people that I know were Trump supporters. I mean, you've got to look. Diplomats have got to play the field as they find it. You know, you can't design your own field. You know, you have to operate on the field that you're presented with. And at the moment, there's a very conservative administration in the United States. And I'm sure our diplomats around the United States are trying to connect with people within Irish America who would be supporters of President Trump and quite conservative in their outlook, but at the same time, wouldn't want to see Ireland come to any harm and wouldn't want to see Ireland demonized, you know, victimized in any way. And I think that would be a strength for us in the coming years of the Trump administration, when obviously there are issues on which President Trump doesn't see eye to eye with Ireland. You know, we have to find ways of reaching out to him and the people around him and people who support him to understand more where they're coming from and to try and find ways in which we can harness those people to protect our interests during this next 3+ years.
The fine art of diplomacy. Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States. Thank you for talking to Newstalk Breakfast.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On Newstalk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.